10:30, time to dial into editorial meeting. Realise cannot find phone number or meeting code. Send email to colleague who returns a WhatsApp message with the answer. But as that arrives on the phone needed to dial in, hunt for pen and paper to write down the numbers. 10:35, finally get through to meeting. Wonder about etiquette for conference calls taken at home. Is it OK to put the kettle on? Eat a biscuit? 10:45, try to contribute. Realise phone is on mute. After 2 minutes, work out how to unmute phone. Discussion has moved on. Mute again to avoid embarrassment. Reflect that listening to meeting in which one does not contribute is akin to watching a play performed in a foreign language. Start to miss regular meetings, a concept previously beyond imagination. 11:15, go for stroll. Have conversation with neighbour who stands a careful 2 yards away. Wonder whether, like medieval lepers, we will all eventually have to walk down street ringing bell and shouting, unclean. 11:30, return to house to find cat has sat on laptop and accidentally opened a whole bunch of tabs and typed random letters. If cat does this long enough, could she write entire column? 11:45, check Google Calendar and find, after cancellations, there are no meetings left for the whole of 2020. Perhaps this is how it's going to be. 11:59, think of virus-related joke. Noon, tweet the joke. 12:01, realise quip was in terrible taste and hurriedly delete it. 12:15, lunch dilemma. Eat perishable food before it goes off or non-perishable food which could be out of stock in the supermarket. Settle for ice cream on the grounds that should never have bought it in the first place. Start to watch TV detective series for a few minutes as deserved mental break. 1:30, suddenly realise the time as detective show ends. Turn off TV. 1:45, inbox now consists of pitches from two types of PR people. One group wants to highlight products that will make homeworking easier and would make great column. The other lot wants to know whether The Economist would like to publish an article from their chief executive praising their own company. Hit delete button multiple times. 2:30, think about working in Starbucks as a break from the kitchen table. Remember that Starbucks and every other coffee chain has now closed for business indefinitely. 4:00, consider writing column that is non-virus related but worry it might seem outworldly. Conduct search of internet for topic that is virus related but at the same time vaguely cheerful. 5:00, wonder whether the business editor would accept a column based on a home worker's diary. Estimate the odds to be rather long.